The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Today marks Earth Day, and to mark that day, the Green Party is bringing a motion to the Dáil on the climate and biodiversity emergency. We're joined by the leader of the Green Party, Roderick O'Gorman. Roderick, while I have a good cough here with the mic turned down, tell us if you will, what is in this motion.
I was wondering that you might be getting emotional about Earth Day there, Shane. Well, look, this motion is about highlighting the fact that the government has continuously rolled back on climate measures. It's given up on our emissions targets. It's raided the Climate and Nature Fund, and now it's undermining the Climate Action Act. We know Ireland is in the middle of an energy price crisis right now due to our dependence on fossil fuels. Businesses, households all over the country are suffering. So the solutions to that energy crisis are also the solutions to the climate crisis. Moving our economy to renewable energy, giving more supports to households so they can retrofit and cut their bills. So we can't afford for any more delay from this government. They put a lot of money towards stopping the protests last week for once-off measures. They need to invest similar levels of money to support the measures that will actually reduce people's energy bills into the long term.
Okay, you believe the government chickened out in the last couple of weeks?
I do. It chickened out on a range of issues. It chickened out in terms of the changes to the carbon tax. But more importantly, it's focused on the short term. A huge amount of money was brought forward. And yes, support is needed in the short term, but not 1 cent of the €750 million that was given out last week is going to do anything for long term. It's not going to help people insulate their homes. It's not going to help people cut their bills into the long term. And that's the sort of thinking we need right now. We're in the second energy price crisis in the last 4 years, and both of them have been caused because of our overdependence on fossil fuels. And until we break that link, until we move our economy away from fossil fuels, we're entirely vulnerable to the whims of Putin or Trump or Netanyahu or whatever dictator decides to shut off energy in their country on that particular day.
Okay, you believe the decision to defer the latest rise in the carbon tax, you believe that was a retrograde step in relation to doing what you just outlined there?
I do, because the carbon tax is the one part of our taxation system that is actually properly ring-fenced to support three things. It supports increased social protection payments for the most vulnerable people in our society. It supports the warmer home schemes and home retrofits, and it supports a specific environmental agriculture scheme, ACRES. That's where the money for that goes. And we need to invest in all three of those more to help people in the short term, but also to ensure that people aren't at great risk of these energy price shocks in the long term by making sure they're moving away from using fossil fuels and helping them do that through financial support.
Are you in a minority of one in Leinster House? And by the way, just because if you are in a minority of one, it doesn't make you wrong, but I'm asking the question, are you in a minority of one in Leinster House in relation to this the carbon tax and your criticism of the move to defer that tax rise?
Well, I'm not sure about Leinster House, but there was a poll in The Examiner today that said 56% of people wanted to see greater climate action. So there is a majority of people in this country who sees not enough is being done. The vulnerability.
Sorry to cut across you. That doesn't necessarily mean they favour higher taxes, though.
I fully accept that. But people want to see climate action. And what I'm saying is that there is a range of measures that the government need to take now, measures at scale. One of the proposals we made is every household that's on fuel allowance, provide them with 8 free solar panels and roll that out over a 3 or 4 year period. That is hundreds of thousands of households across our country that will immediately be getting free solar power, free electricity. The benefit that can give to the most vulnerable households in this country is absolutely significant. And now is the time when we do have a surplus. We're lucky in Europe. We're one of the countries that does have a surplus. We can actually use that money to give people long-term protection from the next energy price spike whenever it comes.
Okay, so Give us your vision of what Ireland could look like in 10 years' time. If the kind of policies you're talking about were implemented, how would we look? How would our lives be different? How would we heat our homes differently, get to work differently?
Well, our economy would look differently because we'd be getting our energy from offshore wind, from solar, and we'd also be interconnected to the UK, to France, maybe to Spain. And that's how I suppose that the entire economy would be fueled. But individual households' lives would be better as well. They'd be drawing down some electricity for free from their solar panels. They'd be hopefully charging an electric vehicle as we make them cheaper. They would be in a warmer home because the state had supported people to retrofit. That's the vision. It's very doable. Other European countries are further along that journey. And again, I say, at a time when we actually have some money in the coffers, now is the time to invest in this. It will bring people short-term benefits in terms of cutting their bills, but there's a long-term benefit as well, seeing we're reducing our carbon emissions, bringing us closer to meeting those targets for 2040 and 2050.
You make a very compelling argument. But is it an argument that is not being heard? I mean, I certainly didn't hear it very much over the past couple of weeks. And what I am hearing is, you know, we don't want the carbon tax. We want cheaper fuel. We want cheaper home heating fuel. The kind of things you're talking about, they don't seem to be gaining resonance with the general public.
Shane, I want cheaper fuel. And as long as I have to use fossil fuel and everybody else in this country have to use fossil fuels, we're not going to get it. The reason we're in an energy price crisis right now is not because of the carbon tax. It's because we're all using fossil fuels, and Iran has been able to turn the Straits of Hormuz off in the same way Putin turned the gas off 4 years ago. And each time it's Irish households who suffer. Over in Spain in 2022, after the Ukraine war, they made a call. They said, we're using too much gas. We're vulnerable to Russia. We're going to start changing our energy system. And they made a huge move towards solar. And that's why right now wholesale gas prices in Spain is one of the lowest in the European Union. It takes these sort of big steps, but now is the time to do it. When we see how vulnerable we are, but also when we actually have a significant amount of exchequer funding to make that sort of change.
Big reaction, as you probably would expect, on our text line to this, Roderick. It's laughable hearing the Green Party giving out that people aren't retrofitting their homes when the grants that came in do nothing for most households to help them retrofit. The grants need to be increased and made easier to access. Your response to that?
Yeah, absolutely. The grants need to be increased, and absolutely they need to be made easier to access. When we went into government in 2020, 17,000 homes were being done every year. When we left, it had gotten up to 54,000 per year. So a growth of four scale. But it absolutely needs to do more. And the state needs to be stepping up every way it can to support those change. Okay. If you look at the proposals that the EU set out today, these sort of measures and encouraging states to spend now, actually easing the spending rules a little bit at EU level, to protect people from the next fuel crisis. That's what the EU are telling us. I think we need to follow that advice and take these sort of measures as quickly as we can.
Roderick, I hear the bells. Are they the Dáil bells or the Senate bells? Do you need to run and vote?
That's committee votes. That's committee votes.
You're okay then. You're okay for another couple of minutes. You mentioned, actually, before, I do want to ask you just about those EU measures. But just before we do, Darren and Tip has got in touch to say the carbon tax, we were told, was ring-fenced for upgrades to warmer homes. But now it's to go to social welfare. We're a welfare state with a €9 billion surplus. It means that the government are overtaxing workers. If they weren't overspending on everything, that surplus would be nearly double because of what we spend. We're getting nowhere near the value for money. That idea that the carbon tax doesn't just go on upgrading homes, your response to that?
That was always the agreement. The carbon tax goes to supporting the upgrade of homes. It goes to supporting farmers who are engaging in good environmental practice, the acre scheme. And it goes to increasing social protection payments, particularly the fuel allowance. And that's a very clear recognition that there are people in this country who are particularly vulnerable to price increases, increasing fuel prices, and the carbon tax was designed specifically that more money would go to fuel allowance. And fuel allowance has grown significantly over recent years. That is directly funded by the carbon tax.
Okay, very finally, what did you make of those EU measures to address the impact on the energy crisis today?
Yeah, I think they're important. I think it's all about moving away from fossil fuels, electrifying the economy. I like that idea of a social leasing scheme for electric vehicles. That's something we proposed recently. It's also looking at how we speed up interconnection between countries so we can actually share electricity across our grids. For Ireland as an island nation, that's really beneficial. And any steps to make that easier and quicker is something I think we need to get on board with.
Okay, one last text. What about the squeezed middle in Ireland right now? Not eligible for full supports, not wealthy enough to benefit, but still expected to carry the cost. They're paying carbon taxes, higher energy bills and rising living costs, all while funding grants that mainly goes to those who already have the spare cash to invest in retrofits and renewables. It's a system where the people least able to act are the ones paying for those who can. Is there any truth to that, do you think?
Well, that's why I think we absolutely need to take those big and bold steps to invest in major retrofit, major rollout of solar panels. If you can give solar panels to tens of thousands of Irish households, they will immediately be getting free electricity from those panels. That will make a difference to their bills. That will help the squeezed middle.
Okay, Roderick O'Gorman, Green Party leader, thank you indeed for talking to us this evening. Apologies about that background noise, but can't be helped. That was, as Roderick was saying, that was a vote for, or a call for a vote at a committee. Lots of texts coming through on this. People want climate action that doesn't impact directly on themselves. I suspect there's a lot of truth to that. Somebody else says, is this an energy crisis or a taxation crisis? I think it's an energy crisis. I don't think there's any doubts about that. Why does this guy think 8 solar panels will give free electricity? I have 16 panels and the last bill was €157. That's really interesting. And I'd love to hear from people who have solar panels, because I have been talking to a couple of people about this in the last few days because I was thinking of getting them myself. And they were saying in the summer they've no electricity bills. In the winter, they've about their bills are about half what they would be ordinarily. Is that people's experience generally? Somebody else's, I think the paperwork for solar grant seems stressful. It's not easy, but I think it's doable and lots of people have done it. There is an explosion of them all across the country at the moment.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.